I think that works now.
I can hear you.
Yay! A notification at first that said the anchor doesn't have access, or the microphone is restricted, or something like that. It didn't have access to my microphone, so I had to go into my settings and give anchor access to my microphone.
Okay, got it. Well, we're recording. It's working. Yay.
Look at us doing shit and shit.
Might as well.
I mean, I'm just saying. What you been doing? Is we going to catch up now? Hey, Tanisha.
Hi, Tracy. What's up, girl?
How does this work exactly?
I mean, it's been so long, you know. We don't even know what to do it ourselves now.
I know, right? So what you been doing? You've been locked in the house. You've been
I've been
in.
locked in the house, which I have no complaints about.
Right, that
Working
part.
from home, you know, doing
Nice.
homeschooling thing with the kiddo, and
How's that going?
you know, she homeschools herself, so.
That works. Definitely works.
It's been going just fine. At first, her grades were like trash, but
You gotta
we're
smooth
back
it
on
out.
the yeah, we're back on the good foot, so.
Yeah, Ryan was the same way. So we're still trying to get. It seemed like they switched our classes, which is the craziest part. Is that like she doesn't have some of the same teachers. So some of the same, she has new teachers in some classes, and she has this new elective. So I got an email yesterday,
Oh
and I
God.
was like, "What the hell?" And it was like, "Rain hasn't turned in 14 assignments," and I was like,
14.
14?
What?
Was like, first of all, why are you just now telling me this?
Right. You
Number
would think
one.
after the like the second or third you would reach out, but 14? What?
That's exactly what I said. I said, why not after the second or third,
Yeah.
you realize that it's a pattern and maybe something may be wrong? But she reached out after 14 and was like, Wayne is not turning it in. And I was like, well, what class is this? And she said, automation and design. I said, I didn't even know she was taking an automation and design class. Was an
Oh
option.
man. Wow.
So yeah, she had to do. So I talked to her, and she was like, "Well, I didn't see the assignments in Google Classroom." So I go back to the email, and the teacher is taking it upon herself to say, "Oh, well, I'm using learning.com, ma'am."
Everybody else
That's
using Google Classroom. Why she?
everybody else in the world is using Google Classroom, and you decide to use something that you was like, "No, well, I'm using learning.com. I don't want to be
Well,
like
you
that."
know, Journey's her teachers, they all using something different. One is using Google Classroom, the other one is using something called Edmodo or something. And
Never heard of it.
yeah, it's like three or four different places she has to go in order to do her classes, which is stupid, but.
I mean, if you really think about it, this is like the equivalent of changing classrooms.
It is, but they
It
no, this is stupid.
doesn't, well, I will say that it doesn't make it easy for me because they recently granted all the parents access to Google Classroom. So with them doing everything differently, I'm like, well, hell, I don't know where to go. Like, I don't have access to learning.com. How was I supposed to know?
Yeah, I this
So
shit is just.
it's
Ooh.
very interesting. Your
Yeah.
president says he wants us to go back at least a little bit before
You say do
before
what?
Isla. Your president wants the kids to go back to school just a little bit before the year ends. I say you
Okay.
send yours first.
Right. Like, yeah, okay.
Send a little boy that you got.
Right.
Because
Yeah.
I won't be sending mine.
No. Even, you know, Journey, she usually go to Girls Inc. for the summer. They called me today talking about they're doing virtual camp, whatever that is. And so I'm like,
Ain't
okay.
the whole point of Girls Inc. to do something over the summer is to get them at the house since you got to work and all this
Yeah.
other stuff. So what is
Yeah.
the point of virtual?
That was my question. I'm like,
That defeats the purpose.
yeah. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Sure, whatever.
Okay.
I'm like,
Yeah, okay. Is
okay.
it
Yeah.
virtually free too? Because I'm not paying for
Right.
it.
That's all, like, what? She's gonna be
She's
at the house. No, they were trying to charge $25 for the month, which is $25, but still, it's like,
it's the principle
what
of the
exactly am I
situation.
paying? What am I paying for exactly?
I gotta use my internet, my lights, my water, my gas.
We still eating
She
my
eating my
food.
food.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, what are we doing here? I feel like you should pay me at this
Right.
point.
Exactly. I'm just so confused by all this.
Okay.
This is the new normal, though.
It is definitely the new norm. That and these face masks. Yeah.
Yeah, face mask gonna be everywhere.
Everybody that have you did start making face masks.
Yeah, because I only had like this one fabric that I was able to find, so I just made some out of that, which
You
I'm
should go to
making one
Walmart.
right soon. I didn't see any that I liked at Walmart.
Oh, well,
Well,
yeah.
to be fair, I only be shopping online. I don't actually go to Walmart.
Gotcha. Okay, that's the
So,
difference.
yeah, so maybe that's why. I'll probably try Walmart. But yeah, I started making face masks, and then I've decided I'm gonna come up with another hobby, which is crocheting.
Okay, how old are we now? How long have you been in the house?
This sounds like such an old person thing,
Absolutely, it does.
but
As
I want to
long as you
make
know.
a crochet, like, I want to make a crochet swimsuit. That is my goal. If it turns out right, I'm going to sell this. I've seen them on Pinterest. They were so cute. Listen,
Okay.
watch.
I personally want to see this because
Okay.
I know that yarn, when it gets wet, it gets heavy and it starts drooping.
Yeah.
So
No, just wait. Just wait for it.
I am
I got
definitely
the
here for
stuff.
that.
It'll be here tomorrow. I can order some shit on
See,
Amazon.
I'm definitely looking for my next DIY project. I don't know what to do. I want to build a shelf, but then I don't need a shelf.
Just want to build something, just be built.
I do. Like, I'm so serious. Like, when everything first started, I spray painted some shelving, and I created some shelving for my room. Because remember, right before all this happened, I changed the colors in my room.
Right.
So, I did that, and I mean, I've been planting. I am the
Oh
green
yeah,
witch.
I did
I am.
too.
I am a
Yes.
green witch, so definitely love my herbs and plants and stuff. So I have succulents over the house, and I have what else do I have around here? Aloe plant. My aloe plant is doing awesome. I got ivy the office area in there. It's like growing all over the wall. It's like so crazy.
Yeah, I started a balcony garden.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I swear to God, I just seen something. I just seen some place. Where was I at? I want to say it may have been. Did I go to Walmart today? I don't know where I went, but I swear I just seen some flowers and it was for the balcony. And I was like, I don't have a balcony.
Yeah, I just started a balcony, but I'm doing a edible garden. I got some tomatoes, some cucumber, carrots, kale. What
You
is
need to come over here and get these strawberries and potatoes.
Yes, because I cannot find freaking strawberry plants or
I got
seeds
strawberries over
anywhere.
here.
You do? Oh
Yeah.
yeah, let me get those.
I got strawberries over here.
Yeah, let me get those.
Yes. Oh my God. So yeah, that's basically what I've been doing. I've been planting and just, I don't know. I've been working too. I've been doing Instacart. That's
Yeah.
been having me run around. But other than that, I did briefly, but remember I was an essential worker for like a week and a half.
Okay.
I quit.
Obviously.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Right.
So those are the listeners, because at this point it just sounds like we just talking to each other. But listeners, if right. you don't know, throughout all of this, and you know, before a little bit before I ended up losing my job, so through this, you know, I had my little my savings, and I was like, okay, I was chilling with that for a while, and that was cool. But I was like, okay, so much going out, I need something going in.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, what better way to give back and serve and all of this other stuff? I'm going to go be a nurse. Going to go be a nurse's aide. And that's what I'm going to do, because that's awesome.
Right. So,
help with the old people. Get paid to do it while we're at it.
Yeah.
So this particular facility had me doing everything that a CNA does without my license.
Mm-hmm.
So they crossed the line when they was like, okay, so on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you have to bathe this person, this person, this person.
Oh, no.
And I was like, who? And then the first week after I came and picked up one of my checks, the lady, one of my patients, she was like, yeah, miss, this lady has been, she ain't been feeling good. So she got dementia a little bit.
Mm.
And so she be getting fly as shit with folks, and she be cussing folks out, and she be trying to fight them at times.
Oh, God. So, hell no.
So, just now, mind you, she can't walk.
I can't do that. Uh-uh.
So the lady told me, one of the weekend nurses telling me, oh, well, and she has diarrhea. I said,
what?
She better be done by Monday. Because if I come in here Monday and she still got diarrhea, that would be the last that you seen of me.
Yeah, no.
So Monday came, and Monday was my last day. Definitely called Tuesday and was just like, nah, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not coming back. Y'all got it.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I was like, y'all don't pay me enough for this.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm. I was like, yeah. Now, mind you, I mean, there was some of them, like this one lady, she was really, really sweet. I really liked her. She's so funny. But for the most part, no. Like, even her, I was like, girl, I walked in her room one day and she was like, you going to be so mad at me. And they all little old white ladies, mm-hmm. and old white men. And I said, why? She said, I almost fell off my my potty this morning, and I got pee everywhere.
Oh, my God. No, I could not. You are, baby, you are essential for sure, because I couldn't do it.
I mean, I did it for a while.
Yeah.
It was an experience. It definitely gave me another meaning to doing something strange for a little piece of time. So that's exactly what the fuck I felt like I was doing.
Because
it was a very little piece of change. And I was like, nah, fam, I'm good. So right. At this point, I'm full-time Instacarting. And I actually make more money.
I was just about to say, you know, this is the best time to do that right now, because everybody's getting shit delivered, you know, curbside pickup, mm-hmm. all of that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this weekend I want to do it. I said I was going to kind of see how it goes with everything opening up Friday, because mm-hmm. I know everybody's going to be out Friday. So I don't know how. I don't really want to be out there, because a lot of you motherfuckers got corona and y'all ain't telling nobody.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
A lot of y'all motherfuckers is just not out of breath because you're fat.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of y'all is having temperatures and sweeping it under the rug.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's not allergies. You got that shit.
They be having 4 out of 5 symptoms and be like, well, I ain't got that.
Right. Tell my mama.
Right.
you know, black folks, I'm going to just take some ginger ale.
Right.
And I'm going to take
make a hot toddy.
Yeah, make a hot toddy, you know. So Friday I think I'm probably gonna chill, but Sunday is usually my moneymaker day, so I probably go in there and go hard on Sunday. I mean, I don't think we're ready to reopen.
No, I don't think so either. But I mean, I understand because, you know, people need jobs, you know, money, whatever. But at the same time, these people on unemployment, they making some good money right now.
Yeah.
I process these applications when they be coming into the office applying for benefits. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing home, one of my clients, he was making, I want to say $2,000 every 2 weeks on unemployment.
That's good.
Yeah. I was like, you don't see that. But I guess now.
No, you don't see that. Yeah, then they added that extra.
They added the extra $600 a week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I understand.
That's why people, they want everybody to open back up.
Yeah, because they don't want to keep paying this stimulus unemployment. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And then especially for a lot of money for people not to be sewing it back into the economy.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the whole point of them trying to go out. But I just don't see, I just really feel like these numbers are gonna just jump up tremendously.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not no see about it.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They definitely are. It's nothing. I mean, we're sitting here watching Kentucky, Georgia, all of them say we opened, and then the very next day our numbers skyrocket.
Yep.
And then here we go. What is going to be so different between us? And my thing is, I have questions on what are we going to do when those numbers go back? Are we going to close back up? What are we going to do?
Right. That's the good question right there.
Like, because what is the course of action when these numbers skyrocket?
But honestly, like, even with us being so-called closed, people were still not following the shelter in place order, like, whatsoever.
Then that was another thing. I was like, how are we going to open up on Friday, but then we supposed to be sheltering in place the 15th? I don't understand how that works. That's so contradictory.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So do I go outside or do I not?
Right. That's what
so I can go shopping, but how does this work if I'm supposed to be sheltering in place?
I don't know. Well, because I don't know. This shit is just, it just don't make sense. So they were talking about how they're only going to serve like 25% of the capacity or something of the restaurant or the mall. And I'm like, who's counting these people when they go in? Like,
so that to me was basically that loose terminology. It gave everybody gray area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel like they put a percentage on there and not an actual number. Mm-hmm. Because mind you, when they were serious about, hey, look, we need to stop this, they put a number on it. No more than 10 people can be around. Now you're talking about 25%. There's no way for me as a community leader to go in and force that.
Right, yeah.
What am I going to do? Walk into your store, Tanisha, and say, you got more than 25% in here.
Right.
What is your average number? No. Mm-hmm. That's too much statistics, too many numbers that you have to crunch in order to find out what is a realistic number of 25%.
Right.
And you're crazy as hell if you don't think that the ones that are opening, they're after their money. So if you honestly think that they're going to sit here and say, hey, we're stopping at 25%, no. They're going to go over and bleed over and be like, we're going to do 50%.
Right.
50% will be okay. Like the old folks say, you give them an inch, they're going to take them out.
That is so true. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
It's exactly what's going to happen. And it's going to be some idiot in there sneezing and coughing and everything like that. And you're going to side-eye them. Yeah, somebody's going to side-eye them.
Nah, somebody's going to
not
going to
stop them from shopping.
Somebody's going to be in there fighting because they somebody that coughed the wrong
nigga, you coughed on me. It's going to be so funny.
Yep, and I'm gonna be watching it off of Facebook Live or something because I'm not going
to hear me. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
You will not catch me out there.
No.
So okay, question.
Yeah.
I want to ask you. Have you heard the new Megan Thee?
Okay, right Monday? Before we started recording, because I knew it was gonna be brought up. I was like, let me listen to this little ugly ass song. First of all, I don't like the original song. I don't like the remix. I don't
Dead
like
part.
the song. Like, the song is
Dead part.
Because I kept hearing people, like, I mean, I kept seeing people, like, all of my timeline. Oh, bae went in, yes. Bae this, bae. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm thinking she dropped a new song herself. And then I seen that it was the Savage remix. And I just rolled my eyes, like, okay, I'm not even going to waste my time. But I did listen to it before we start recording, and the shit is still trash. Okay. Remix, no remix.
I'm disappointed that Beyonce even jumped on it.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, you was really bored, man. Like, you was real bored. Like, you was, because I just, you cannot make me believe that in an open world, you would have willingly got on this foolishness.
Not in the open world.
The closed world, yes. I get you was bored and you kept hearing it and everybody kept doing the Savage Challenge and you was like, you know what, let me make it happen.
Yeah.
But in the open world, I just don't believe.
I just know. Honestly, I would have seen, I could have seen like Rihanna jumping on it or something, because she is the original Savage.
No.
But, I mean, it still would have been trash, but
person I could have seen jump on it that honestly probably would have made me like even lift an eyebrow would have probably been Trina. If Trina would have jumped on it, I would have been like, okay, now wait.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I could have saw that and I probably could have just ignored Megan the Pony altogether.
Yeah.
And
she's just, because like, she's an actual Trina. Rapper. As well.
Exactly. I just don't like Meg Thee Stallion. I just don't.
I mean,
she's just not my cup of tea.
She's okay, but I just hate that fucking song. Like, I don't get
the hype. I hate her smile. I hate the way she smiles. It bothers it bothers me. Did you see that meme that they kept putting it when all you seen was the people's gums when they was pulling their cheeks back?
No.
That's the only thing that I could ever imagine when I think of Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh,
it's really, really bad. I just don't. And then, what? She was with... Who did she date? What, G Herbo? Who she date?
G-Eazy.
G-Eazy. And then she dated somebody else. And then most recently, she was in quarantine, I think, with Tory Lanez.
Yeah, which
it's
is
just like,
odd.
Girl.
Very odd.
You don't know why this boy here. You don't know why this boy here. Like, he is not your homeboy.
At all. I don't like that. Was just very odd.
It was extremely odd, and it's just like, whoa. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But in positive speaks of her, she did win her lawsuit against her record company. I don't really know what that means for her because I didn't follow the story.
Yeah, I didn't follow it.
But I heard that she did win. I'm gonna be completely honest. You know, I'm a you know, realist person. I don't know why she won.
I don't even know what the whole lawsuit was pertaining. Like,
so basically the contract that she signed, it prohibited her from, I mean, in a nutshell, I'll say this. In a nutshell, I think the contract that she signed prohibited her from doing and expanding her career like she really truly wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically one of those, oh, we gonna sign you, but oh shit, we didn't think you were gonna blow up type contracts. It was just like a mediocre, not really one of our main artists type contracts.
Oh, okay.
Well, because of that, and because it hindered her so much, she was like, oh no, I need out of this contract. And the record company was like, no, you signed
mm-hmm.
it. And she said it herself. She was like, but I didn't read it. Well, bitch, that ain't our fault.
But no, ain't no way she should have won that. And especially just.
And that was my thing, because I was like, I'm sorry, you signed that contract. They gave you this paper, and then all of a sudden, okay, yeah, your career didn't go like they thought it would, but they locked you in. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying, I need more. I need more. I need more. We need to renegotiate. And they were telling her, no, we're not. And she was like, but no, I didn't read this contract. And if I would have known this, I wouldn't have signed it. But they gave you the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You, I'm sure you can read.
Yeah. I don't see how she
knew. So she had to have some nice ass lawyers, because I do not see how she won it.
Probably Beyonce
because Beyonce, literally, that literally, I promise you, Beyonce went down a couple of notches when she got on Savage.
Yeah, I was just, I can agree to that. I was really just, I don't know. The shit was just trash. Just, I didn't like it.
It was.
I didn't like it at all.
I didn't. It was just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? Like, that was like... And then the fact that you know Beyonce knows that if you especially for somebody like that, if you jump on a single like that, you pretty much co-sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you pretty much co-signing Meg Thee Stallion or whatever.
Well, that's because she's a Houston. Mm-hmm. She's from Houston, so
I mean, I guess that was a good look, but that wasn't the one that you co-signed.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
Nah.
I don't know. I mean, and what's crazy is I said it before, I actually liked her album. Look, I don't like Meg Thee Stallion, but I got to give credit when credit is due. Her album was actually cool. I actually liked that. I didn't like the fact that I liked that album, but I did, okay? I haven't listened to it again.
Right, yeah. I only listened because to of my it pride. One time, honestly. It's kind of forgettable.
But, I mean... I don't know. I think it did its purpose, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like Meg Thee Stallion, and it's foolish. I'm so tired of Savage.
I'm sick of that damn song. And sick of the TikTok challenge with it, and I'm just sick of all of this shit.
I'm just saying, all them sound effects she make, that she bothers my soul.
Oh my God.
She does not sit right in my spirit.
Lord.
And
who do you not like the most, Meg or Ari Lennox? I know you don't read too much like
Ari. Okay, so listen, I'm not.
He doesn't like Ari either.
I like Ari music. I really do. Her Instagram lives bother my soul, though.
Oh my God.
She be so needy and so whiny, so random, and I'm so goddamn tired of her eating garbanzo beans. Bitch, is there anything else in your kitchen? Please let me. Because you have bonzo bean soup every goddamn day.
Because I think she had, I seen on Shade Room, she had made like a post or something about getting off social
media. You sound muffled.
True self or something. You can't hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
She was saying that she was going to get off of social media because she couldn't be her true self or something like that. I didn't read
it. If it's any more truer than that, she's annoying as shit, and I see why she's saying it. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. Like, she is so needy and whiny, and I love her music. Don't get me wrong. I love her singing and some of the stuff. I think that she's like, now let me say this. Back in the day when Ari first, before everybody started following her, before she really, really started having all this, you know, everybody knows who Ari Lennox is, everybody jump on her live.
Yeah.
Those little simple lives that she would do.
But she used to like do cover songs. Cute. She used to sing like other people's songs and stuff.
She would do that. Mm-hmm. And then some of them that she would just be in a diner, and she would just be by herself in the hotel room sometime or somewhere. And she would just be talking about kind of cute little random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, now it's just like, girl, what the fuck? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, she, and then
I think she's just lost herself a little bit. Like, she's trying to keep up with what she think people want to hear from her or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I think maybe she kind of wants to be appealing.
Yeah.
Appeal to what she think is appealing. And it's just like, no, see, it's like, your original content was dope as shit because it was you.
Right.
This shit right here is annoying as fuck.
Right. And that's what made people start following you more and paying attention to you more. But now mm-hmm. it's kind of like, yeah, is you okay? Like, do you need a hug or what? I think she just need a hug or something.
She needs something. She needs
I
some
was
dick.
just
That's
about
what
to
she
say
needs.
I was just about to say
She
that.
needs a
Speaking
freaking
of, are you getting any quarantine penis? Just
dick. Child, no.
okay.
Honey, no, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Me and my boo, we broke up.
Oh, y'all did.
My little side boo.
Yeah.
We dunzers.
Again, or this for real? Like,
Not as
no.
for real. I think we're done now.
Oh,
I haven't texted. He hasn't texted. It's been about a week.
oh,
And
okay.
we usually don't go that far. So we I think this is it.
Oh, okay.
We good.
That's still a chance, though. Oh,
No. I'm prideful. He prideful. It ain't gonna happen.
okay. Yeah.
So,
Move
yeah, I don't know. It was just, no, I'm over it. I'm over it.
Lord.
It was fun while it lasted. This is my longest relationship since I've been single.
Yeah. Even though it
What's
wasn't a
today?
relationship, but
What is it? I mean, he's been the most consistent
yeah.
back since, because we started talking in July.
Oh, so it's almost a year.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I know, right? Right.
Yeah.
It's almost a year.
Oh,
So, it was time. I mean, obviously, that situation wasn't
yeah,
forever.
that's true.
And, yeah. So I'm surprised it actually went that long. And I think the only reason why it went that long is because we were so separate.
Yeah.
Because he worked out of town for X amount of time. He was only in town for certain, a certain amount of time. And then he was back gone again. So, but nevertheless, it's done
Yeah.
now.
Okay.
And I think I'm quarantine has me thinking that I might be ready for a
Oh,
relationship.
what? Girl,
Ain't said
what?
that out
Is this Tracy or? Because I just knew it was gonna be a long ass time before you got into it for like at least another year or two, minimum. Yeah.
It may be, but I'm just saying, I think I'm ready.
And see now,
I'm more open to it.
I was all about wanting to start back dating and like finally find, but now I'm like at the point I don't even want nobody. Like it's just,
What happened to Montego Bay?
he's still around.
Y'all still getting married?
That was him saying that. That was
I know.
that.
Just want to
In his
know.
mind, yes, we are. Yeah. I think he's,
Okay.
I don't know. It's just his birthday's tomorrow, by the way, too. So,
Oh, happy birthday, Montego
yeah.
Bay. How old is he turning? 12?
No, he'll be 35, 36, something like that. Yeah,
Oh, is he
no,
older than
that
you?
other guy's younger.
Oh,
The
gosh.
other guy is younger than me.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
And his birthday was Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, how did he turn? 21?
27, I think, 28. Yeah.
I was damn for sure close.
Oh my God. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I'm just,
So you're
no,
done?
I mean, I'm still talking to both of them, and
Yeah, but you just don't feel it.
yeah, I don't think they want more out of the situation than I do. And, you
Yeah.
know, I'm gonna have to cut them off because I don't want to waste their time.
It's so funny how we always shift.
Right, yeah.
We're We shift
We
constantly.
always
It's
do.
where to go.
It's like that balance, you know, that yin and yang.
It
Seriously.
is. It is. It
Yeah.
definitely
Yeah.
is. We ain't talking, but definitely we've shifted in the directions that we were
All
supposed
the
to.
time.
You've moved out of relationship. I moved towards
Yeah.
you. So I haven't found a boo. I was talking to this one guy, but okay, so I'm a sapiosexual. You are too. And I asked him one question,
Oh,
and
Lord.
I don't think this is a petty reason to stop
No,
talking to
I
somebody.
highly doubt it is. It's probably, he probably said something stupid.
Okay, so two questions that I, well, one incident happened and one question that made me was just like, all right, we're done here.
Okay.
I asked him, where do you see yourself in 3 years? I didn't put five, I didn't put 10, just three, and simply 3 years, where do you see yourself? I know where I want to be,
Right.
but where do you want to be? And his answer was, doing better than I am now.
Like, no shit, that's a given. Like, what are you gonna do to be better than what you are now? Like,
Okay, those were my questions. Those were my rebuttal questions after he said that. Well, what do you mean? Can you elaborate? What are you doing? What are we doing? Like, what are your goals? Like, where do you see
How are
yourself?
you going
What
to
are we doing
get
here?
there is the question. Like,
And he was like, I don't know.
oh, okay.
Just better than. Now, mind you, this man is 39 years old.
39.
39
Oh
years
no.
old. And that is your answer to me?
No.
All right, fam, we good. So I tried to be nice and I was like, okay, you know what? Look, because first of all, what I'm not finna do is I'm not finna carry another man to where I feel like he needs to go. And I'm definitely not finna get in a relationship full of potential. That's not what I'm
Right.
doing. Either you have a plan and you're planning on executing that plan, or either, hey, that potential, I can't pull
You're
nothing out of
right.
nobody no
Yeah,
more.
no. Nuh-uh.
You gotta at least have the seed. So, the next thing is that, so through all this other stuff, my aunt had passed away, so I went to her funeral through since we've been on quarantine or whatever. On my way home, my car started tripping. So it started like my wheel was really, really messed up, and I couldn't figure out why. And I was like, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? So pull over. Long story short, I ended up the dude at AutoZone said somebody was trying to steal my tire
What?
because I only had one lug nut on my tire.
What?
So he was like, that's probably the lug nut that they could not get off. So they left it on there.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. So yeah, so ended up getting new lug nuts, got all of that type of stuff fixed. Well, he called me in the process and he was like, well, hey, do you need help? I was like, no. So after all of this, I get home and I'm, at this point, I'm tired. I just came from a funeral, damn near had my own. Like, I just want to get home and I want to
Right.
rest. So he called me and I didn't answer the phone. I text him back and said, hey, I'm gonna hit you back in a little bit. Because I'm like, I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. I don't want you to think anything crazy. But look, give me a
Yeah.
moment. So everybody of our age, I guess, or of our generation know how Facebook work and Facebook Messenger. Even if you're not on, your little green
It's
light
on,
is
yeah.
on to tell you that you're
Exactly.
active.
Yeah.
So I get a message maybe 30 minutes later for on my Facebook Messenger that says, oh, you can't call me back, but you can be
Oh,
all active on Messenger.
No. The fuck? No. What? Hell no. No.
Me. You know me. And at that point, we were
Right.
done. I literally was like, and
Right.
change. Let's exit stage
Right.
left. That was enough for
Oh
me.
my God.
I'm gonna ahead and get out. Raise your hand so the bar can come off and let's exit
Right.
this ride, everybody. Like, I was
Oh
done.
no, yeah.
So
Yeah, that would be
he
different
texts
though.
me. He texts me like 2 days later, 3 days later, because I didn't ever respond to that. I was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even gonna respond to you. We don't have anything else to talk about. Like, that's a no-go for me. Don't watch me like that, because that is like 8 red flags at one time
Right.
that went up.
I'm like,
Nigga, no, turn around.
yeah, no.
So I was like, okay. He texted me. He was like, I miss you. I was like, you know what? And I told him, I said, I miss you too. I said, but I just can't talk to you like that. I was like, you showed me some things that were definitely lessons that I had already learned in the past. And I'm not gonna go down that path again.
Yeah, you so
And
mature, because
so
I'd have been
he was.
like, boy, if you don't get the fuck off my goddamn phone. If
I'm really trying to work on being honest and open and being okay with the way I feel, and even knowing that the way I feel is okay. And if you don't like it, then you don't like it, but I'm not going to shut you off. And that's why I was like, he was like, oh, I miss you. And I was like, I miss you too. I do miss you. I miss talking to you.
Yeah,
But,
no.
babe, you showed me some things that, listen, I done went through this shit in the past and I learned my lesson, and we're not going to come back around
Right,
to it.
yeah.
And so he got mad and he went off. And he was like, well, you showed me some stuff too.
Boys, and then, okay, then I would have been like, boy, if you don't get your.
Let me tell you, he was like, he made mention, now mind you, I'm pretty sure you probably like the same way. I don't tell any guy that I call myself talking to or like, if they don't already know about the show, I
Oh
do
yeah,
not tell
no,
them about the
not at
show
all.
till later on. Because the one thing that I know both of us get the most is that we get stereotyped based off of this
Yeah,
show.
absolutely.
So I made mention to this show one time, and he was like, I think you only wanted to talk to me so you could tell me about your show. Yeah. And it was so funny. So, me being
Niggas.
the respectful asshole
You
that
are
I
very
am, I
respectful.
say, you know
Yeah.
what? I said, I really hate that you feel that way. That was never my intention. I said, but this whole thing is going to be a no for me. And the more that you text me, is the more clarification and confirmation that I'm making the right decision. And I was like, I wish you the best, sweet.
Yeah.
And he went on like two more lines, and I never responded.
Yeah.
You know, I got my read messages on, so he know I read them.
Yeah.
But we're good.
Yeah. No.
We're good.
And see, that's, I just cannot. I just, like, the more I be out here, like, trying to get to know people and date or whatever, the more I realize I don't want to date. Like, this is just exhausting. No.
You know what? I think it's more so is that it's a lot of hurt people in the world that are carrying around baggage and emotional baggage that they have not sorted through
Yeah,
themselves.
maybe that's it.
Like, they're not self-conscious of the things that they do. At 39 years old, I'm
Right.
33, and I ask you, where do you see yourself? Not in 12 years, not in 25 years, not in 50 years. 3 simple years.
Yeah.
You could have made something
Right, that's what
up.
I'm saying. Like, he's not even smart
Yeah.
enough to just make up some shit. Like, it's just to impress
L
me. What?
like, do you simply say better, doing better than I am now, which would indicate that you're not doing good right
Yeah.
now. So, There's
That
all
would have
type
been
of
a
problems
no
in
right there.
the answer
That'd
for
been a
me.
no right there. Okay. And scene right there at that moment.
I'm just saying, and then that's what it was. And see, gotcha. Let's go to the next reel because this one ain't it. Go ahead, put that one back
I
on the
think the
shelf.
problem I'm having is like I'm that weird ass girl that they don't really know how to read me, and so they're trying to like fit into whatever I'm into. You get what I'm saying?
I agree with
I
that.
don't
I
like
agree
that.
with that a
And that
lot.
is the problem I'm coming across. It's like you don't have to
I
like what I
agree with
like. Like it's
that.
okay. Yeah, so
I get that. I get that. And I think I see that a lot in the guys that you talk to. They do. They try to fit in with you versus lead you or be like, girl, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But let me tell you about some shit that I do know. Or, or even, okay, well, teach me. I think everybody is so scared. I think especially men, they're so scared to have those teachable moments. And I feel like too many of those teachable moments, even if they're okay with saying, yeah, I need to
And
be
you
taught
know,
that.
and I
I don't
think
know
that's
anything
what.
about that. I feel like too many of them, they're like, oh crap, I'm less than a man because I don't know shit. And this girl knows everything.
And I think that's what made me so attracted to Sorta Boo when we were together is because he was himself, but he was still willing to be open-minded about some of the stuff that I was into. So I appreciated that for, but everybody else after that has been like, I don't even know who you are because it's like you're trying to fit into what I'm into, and like I know who I am, but who are you? Like, what do you like to do? Like, can you teach me something that I don't know? Or, you know, just I think that's my problem.
Not even just that, but like in that's the thing. Even if you're in the midst of finding yourself, then say that, man, this girl is teaching me so much that I didn't know about myself, and I can respect that a lot more. But I don't know, these dudes, listen, it's so many hurt dudes out here, it's
It
not even funny.
is like they don't take the time to just be by yourself and just it's okay to learn yourself before you try to connect with other individuals. Like you can still date and stuff, but a lot of these dudes be just trying to hurry up and get in relationships when they're still strung up on their ex or they
They
yeah.
don't know you're not
They're
over
not
your
over
ex,
them, so
or
they feel
either
like
you're trying.
getting another chick is going to make them get over it when it's not, because all you're going to do is be comparing your new girl to your old girl or
Girl.
whatever, or chicks do the same thing too, but it's just
And that's what he told me. He said, you're comparing me to your old
my God.
relationships. And I was like, and I, in my mind, because I didn't respond, because I was like, if I respond, it's going to be a whole big long back and forth, and I'm not for that. But it's not about, like, in my situation that I just went through, it's not about me comparing you to my ex. That was a lesson learned that I will not go
Exactly.
through
There's just
again.
lessons that you take with you. That's just all it is. Like,
Obviously, if I would have jumped back in there, I did not learn my lesson from that. And if you can't respect the fact that, no, I know what I want, and that ain't it, homeboy, that is a gateway to a whole bunch of narcissistic behavior. Nah, bro, I'm good. Because I'm not the girl that you're going to put on lock and key and all that. Either you're going to trust me or you're not. If I don't want to talk
Man,
to you, I don't
see,
have to talk to you, especially if
that's
I'm definitely not
whew,
into a relationship with you.
preach, Jesus. That is what. Oh, Lord. That is. I think I'm like scared of getting in a relationship, and I feel like I am suffocated, and then end up having to like just wasted time because, like, nigga, like I like my freedom. Like I like not having to talk to you every day or I have to text you back. You know what I'm
That
saying?
part.
That's why I'm listening.
And see, and I'm coming out of that because I've been there so long that I'm just kind of like, okay, I really wish I did have that one person that I was consistently talking to. I really wish I did have that person that, okay, well, I'm not ready to live with anybody or anything like that anymore. But definitely be like, oh, okay, well, babe, coming over tonight. That will be cool at this point. Maybe it's just the fact that, we quarantine. Maybe when the world goes back, I won't want to be with you. But right now, this is your opportunity. And if you say the right things, then definitely. Another thing that has gotten me, oh my God. Dudes in Facebook and social media bother the fuck out of me. If you're overly active on your social media page, like you post every hour, you average at least 10 posts a day, you sharing shit, you doing these, all these little quotes, that shit is turn off.
You know what? I don't think I've ever dated anybody that was actually on social media like that. Because, I'm about to say his name, but the ex, he wasn't on there at all.
Yeah.
And then it's like Montego Bay, he's not on there at all. And then the youngin, he's on there, but I think
he's not posting, and that's the thing, because like I see a lot of guys that are posting, and it's just like no. Like this one guy I just recently started talking to, 41. And he's cool. He seems like he's cool. And I've seen his page. Like he has a Facebook page. We don't follow each other on Facebook, only on Snap. And he shared some of his like screenshots from his Facebook page. So of course I checked out his Facebook page. And it's just kind of like, do you post like this all the time? Like,
now, do you think that's a petty reason to?
Is it? I don't think so. But, okay, so listen, in my mind, this is how my mind works with it. My thing is that I'm a very private person. Like I'll post all day about little petty stuff that we do. We may go here, we may do this, we may do this, all the superficial things. But when it comes to something that's meaningful to me, I keep that to myself. Only my closest people know, only the circle, which honestly is like a triangle.
Right. I'm at the circle.
It's not really a circle, it's like a triangle. So only my triangle knows the personal parts of me when it comes to who I'm talking to. Yeah, you know? That's it, that's all. And it's just like when you post that much, it just lets me know that whenever we get to a point, or if we get to a point, then you're going to be broadcasting what we got going on. And I don't want that, because I'm not going to do that. You know, I was with my ex for 7 years, and if you go through my page, you don't see anything of him. Like, there's no pictures, there's no subliminals, there's no nothing. And it was because I kept that part of me private. And it wasn't that I was hiding it, but when we're private, I mean, when it's sacred to me, then it's sacred. It's almost, you know, I'm not hiding you, you're not a secret. I'll tell everybody that, you know, yeah, I'm dating somebody, but you ain't got to know who, and you ain't got to know what everything that we're going through. So when I see guys post like that, it's definitely a turn off. Definitely a turn off, because it's just like, dude.
Just oversharing.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then eventually they ain't going to have that conversation on. I always end up in those dude situations where dudes be like, you don't ever post me. Why you don't ever post me? Nigga, because I don't want to. Everybody don't need to know who I'm talking to. So that's just me. That's my logic behind all the extra posting and stuff. That's why I never understood it. Social media is fun, but it's not. You'll be award for airing out your life.
Okay, that's understandable. I get that.
So, yes. Any changes that you're going to make out of the quarantine? Anything that you've been working on? You know, everybody said you're supposed to come out better.
No.
That's so funny. And no, Nigga, what I went in is what I'm coming out of.
I'm learning how to grow my own food. Yeah.
That's a good thing. That is definitely, but that's something that you've always
I'm just doing the stuff that I've been wanting to do. Like all the creative shit that I've always I know I'm good at, but I just haven't really had the time to actually just do it is what I'm doing. You know, so that's it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna come out a little bit different. I'm dyeing my hair again tomorrow.
What color? Yeah.
So I'm embracing. First of all, I'm trying to finish this goddamn herbalist course.
Bitch, listen, swear to God. I meant to call you the other day about this shit. I was like, because I had talked to the ex the other day and we were talking about, you know, taking online classes and stuff. I was like, you know what? I'm supposed to be a certified herbalist right now.
And I was like, know how many 150 hours have passed?
Hey, so,
and I'm still at
20%. Oh, Lord. I did like 20. But I did start back that course, though. So hopefully I'll be able to finish that out of the quarantine. I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot about that. I did. That was just like 2 days ago.
That's so funny. So I'm embracing the fact that who I am and what I am is that, you know, I mean, and we've mentioned it, I think, I don't know if we aired the point that episode.
That no, that was that was the one that we recorded and just deleted.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Anchor. But shout out to Anchor for deleting our content. But definitely, we obviously, we're going to say it again, that we both dabble into a little bit of Wicca, witchcraft, spells, all about, you know, holistic things, aligning our chakras, all that type of stuff, crystal healing, all that type of stuff. So in finding myself, I identify as a green witch. And that's the reason why I'm so, so captivated with the herbalists and the nature and all of that type of stuff and plants and all of that type of stuff. And that's where I'm getting into. And that's and it's really funny because I started to expand that. And I think, and even if you remember, I changed my colors, my colors like in my room. It was not intention. It is very, very earthy. And it was not the intention or any correlation to that. But it was just, that's what made me feel comfortable. These colors made me feel comfortable. So with that being said, I'm just, my hair color is green. Oh,
cool. Okay.
yes, I will be literally the green witch for real. So tomorrow I will be dyeing my hair green. So the new Tracy V will be coming out of quarantine.
And you're also a Capricorn. You know, Capricorns are earth signs. So it makes so much sense.
Mm. Yeah, they are. It does. It does. So I'm definitely grasping a hold of that type of stuff. So I can't wait. That's can't wait. I want to wash my hair so bad, but I'm like, no, I can't. I got an appointment tomorrow. Let me just couple of more hours.
The green is going to be really cute.
So I think it is too, because I was toggling between green and teal. Because remember, I tried purple, and I was like, you know what? Everybody got purple, and I don't want to do that. Let me go ahead and step over in this green. So tomorrow, my hair will match my room, and it will be green. So yes. Ooh. Hello? Are you there?
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I was just saying I wanted to tap more into my creativity because, you know, I sew and everything, and people don't even know that I know how to do that or that I know how to paint, that I know how to, you know.
It's just going to be so funny, this goddamn crochet.
Listen, the crochet is going to be a hit, I'm telling you. Why?
Okay. Don't get closer. soon as it hit that water.
they sell crochet swimsuits in the stores. Like, it's,
I'm gonna
Google
this
it.
right
I'm
now.
telling you, they're very cute crochet bikinis. And I'm making one. And once I finish, I'm gonna post it on Facebook. And I might post it on our Click Chat IG or something.
Yeah. So funny.
Oh, see?
That's cute.
Okay.
Okay, I see. See?
That's what I'm making.
Thank you. Ooh, that see? Was really cute.
And it turned you into a believer. See, okay. Crochet is going to be the wave. I'm telling you, it's going to be the wave this summer. Watch. Yep.
Is it?
I'm predicting it.
You just better hope that you tie it tight because the wave is going to come. And you...
That's okay. I'll just make sure a camera is ready for my OnlyFans page.
Baby. How to make bro the internet. Just saying, it's overdue. Mine done already leaked.
Right, mine haven't. I'm surprised. I know I have some that's floating around there, like the internet.
I have. Mine done created a whole IG yeah. page and leaked. It's your turn.
Hey, you might get some more listeners. I'm all for it. Just leak
so
them.
So, yes. So, definitely, listeners, we're going to start
yeah,
back.
Yeah, this is the start of the
quarantine.
The new, yeah, the new way. Consistent way.
Yeah, Click Chat rebooted.
So, this is just your catch up with Click Chat.
We rebooted.
It's like an insight of we our conversations because this is literally how we talk on the phone and in person. So.
We need to get together. We said that we were going to get together and do lunch in or dinner in the parking lot.
I'm free this weekend. And, so well, shit, everybody gonna be out.
Yeah, and then too. Also, I'm supposed to be doing the second wave of.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sunday, right? Okay, I'll catch you.
Sunday.
You know, I just like the
everybody
the
was like, yeah. Girl, everybody was just like, yeah, let's do it after the first one. Let's do this we should do this again. I was like, okay. I'd be tired.
Oh, right.
But okay. So luckily I don't live in the three like on the
yeah.
third floor or anything like that where I have to take all this damn water and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh Jesus. But it was a success for people that don't know. Myself and some friends, including Trinitia, we got together with donations and stuff like that, and we fed the homeless, and we were able to feed 170
Amazing.
People. So it was great. It was really, really great. Obviously, the homeless, as always, they were all really, really appreciative of everything, and they were not just little bags. Like they were.
Yeah,
really,
it's a lot. You had a lot of
party
shit.
Bags.
It was a lot. Yeah. It was a lot.
It was quite a bit of stuff in the bag, and everybody was really, really excited.
Are you
it
going in the same day. Area or
so,
different area?
I'm assuming so. I don't have any other areas to go to. We went downtown area, and then we circled around South Dallas area. And honestly, pretty much we rode between downtown and South Dallas, and anybody that we kind of seen, whether, you know, I want to hit some of the people that were under the bridges. We did not hit a lot of the people that were under the bridges, more so just people that were out and about. So it was really cool, though. It was really cool. And we actually seen other people out there that were giving out smaller bags and stuff like that. So one church was out there giving out deodorant and Ziploc bags and baby wipes, which was, I was like, huh, I never really thought about doing that, just buying baby wipes and
that's a good
putting
idea
a few in a Ziploc bag.
Feminine products,
absolutely.
Too.
So, Absolutely. So that type of stuff. So I have a crap load of baby wipes from when all of this stuff started, and I couldn't find tissue right away. I bought baby wipes just to make sure that we all had clean asses. So I have plenty of baby wipes over here too. So I said I was gonna probably start divvying those out as much as I can in the bags too, because who needs all these damn baby wipes? I don't have no baby. So
Yeah,
we're definitely gonna do
that's
that.
cool.
So yes,
So what can our listeners look
I don't
forward
know.
to on the new wave of ClitChat?
Oh, definitely more segments. A
Yeah.
couple of guests. Definitely, we're gonna get some guests in. Of course, we're going to partner with our
Yeah.
bro,
Speaking
Crown
of Crown
Jewels.
Jewels, you know, he did
He's
our
always.
photos for our promo. So we'll
Yes,
probably
those need to
release
come out.
maybe another one. You know, we released our solo pictures. Maybe we release one of our pics we did together or
Yeah.
something, you know. Yeah.
That would be dope. So yes, definitely let's go ahead and release one of the, at least
Yeah.
one or two of those. Because he did an awesome job on really just embodying
Yeah.
us. So definitely, if you're looking for a photographer, photo shoot, promo shoots, hit your boy
Yep.
Yimo the Great. So definitely him. Just more segments. I think that we're gonna tap into some stuff that we're gonna maybe touch back bases on some of the things
Yeah.
that we have done since y'all haven't heard
Yeah.
from us in so long. Let's circle back around and see. With life comes new
Exactly.
insight. So definitely new insights on some
Yeah.
old topics. And definitely some more learning and exciting things. I know I've been getting a couple of people to inbox me and being like, hey, where are the new
Yeah.
episodes at? They're coming. They're coming. It's this guy that I don't really understand. I think he loves the show. And it's no shade to you because I know you listen. I just don't, I'd be confused. Like, I had told him, I was like, well, I think we're going to do a live together. And he was like, oh, let me know. He was like, because I'm going to take PTO to see y'all live. And he was like, it's going to be you and your boyfriend. And I was like, no, it'll be me and Trenisha. And I was really lost. And he was like,
What?
yeah, let me know. Let me know. Let me know where. And I was like, what do you think that we're going to be doing on live? Like, I don't really understand what this, where this is going. This ain't no premium type live.
Oh
I really just cut the conversation off at that point. I kind of stopped responding because I was like, I don't really know where this conversation is headed.
That is funny.
And I was just like really confused about where it was, the direction of that it was going and his perception of what we were going to be doing on live. But just to clear the way, clear the air, we would just be doing a live
Yeah.
show, like an actual show, like us talking. It wouldn't involve any touching or any, clothes being ripped off or anything like that. Like it would definitely
You'll
be,
be fully dressed.
There wouldn't be any, yeah, there would not be any nudity, okay?
Is
So,
hilarious. Oh my God.
don't get me wrong, Trenisha is a very beautiful and sexy person, but that's my best friend, and we
No,
don't
not
get
with
down
each
like
other. That's like incest.
that. It was just on so many different levels. I didn't even look at her the same. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I would literally stop talking to you, period.
Oh my God. That's fucking funny. No.
So if we do a live, y'all, just gonna put that out there. You would not see anything. We would not be doing
No.
any demonstrations. No, we do sex
Yeah.
position of the week.
Right.
We would not be doing it for you, anything like that.
No.
It would literally just be us talking,
Yeah.
but you would see our
Well,
faces.
yeah. No.
So, With that being said, I'm like I said, I just want to clear the air because I don't really know. And I mean, there's no dumb questions. So I was just like really confused. He threw me so far for. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening here? Where did we go? So yeah, he was willing to take PTO for it. So I was like, man,
that means he's probably be willing to subscribe to my OnlyFans then.
Yeah, definitely. He would definitely be willing. That is definitely a fan. He would definitely be an OnlyFans.
Oh God.
But I'm gonna tell you what it makes me think of, and again, no shade, but you remember the place where
yes, he that is exactly.
I always make you. Make
that
you
is exactly who I pictured. Seriously. Oh my God.
What was Stanley, his name? I think, Stanley. Yeah. Stanley, oh, what are you doing here? I always make sure you get home safely.
Seriously, I know we have a couple of those people, and he's probably one of them. Yeah.
I'm sure. I hope not. He seems like he's such a sweet person. I never seen him. I don't know who he is. He follows me on Snap, but he never posts anything. I always just see his avatar. So
okay, you got
no
to text
clue.
Me his name. I'm just curious.
I will. You right. Probably follows you as well. And I'm always trying to be nice and trying to, you know, like I said, I'm the respectful asshole. So, you know, if you jump in my inbox, I will conversate with you until I feel like he's going in a different direction. And then I'm like, what happened? So, yeah.
Oh, Stanley. This is funny.
We should name that episode. I always make sure you get home safe.
Oh my God. We can literally have an episode about the DMs that we get. Let's put that in our agenda. Yeah.
It's so much. It's so much just went on. I was almost a unicorn.
Yeah. I'm always getting recruited. Yeah.
Then they broke up.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
The couple broke up.
Oh, you did tell me that.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah, I remember now.
It was crazy.
Yeah, we have so much to tell y'all, you know.
Quarantine has been very quirky. Quirky quarantine.
Just stay tuned. You know, y'all have gotten caught up with us, what we've been going, you know, doing over the past few months. And now y'all can get back to the clits and dicks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Thank you.
Well, I guess we can go ahead and conclude this episode of Catching Up with Click Chat. You can follow me at Tatum underscore Tots on Instagram. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And your OnlyFans page.
Oh, my OnlyFans page is. Listen,
it's always you. But then what's funny is it's always you that is subscribing to these stupid ass sites. You was on Flip, Fet Life, OnlyFans.
I'm always experimenting and just, you know, I really be trying to do the research for the fans, for the listeners of the show, you know.
Okay. So.
That's
what we call it. Yep.
For research purposes, I did create an OnlyFans. I don't remember my name. I had to look it up because I had just made it up. So matter of fact, I will post it on our Instagram. And you can follow our Instagram at clit underscore chat podcast. And I will make that post by tomorrow and it will be there so y'all can subscribe to my OnlyFans. Okay. Yep.
So funny. And as always, it's me, Tracy V. I don't have an OnlyFans page. I'm open to all fans. It's me, Tracy V. Snapchat, Instagram. I think that's all I got. Yeah. Oh, IG. Yeah, that's
Either way,
Instagram.
her
No,
name
that's
is
it.
the same on everything.
Every
Yeah.
platform, it's me, Tracy V,
Yeah.
including Snapchat.
That's kind of like your OnlyFans right there.
It is my only fan.
Right.
Only cherish though. But yeah, it's been great. Miss you guys
Yeah.
a ton. Can't wait to record the next episode, get back on this mic, especially since we have a
Yeah.
new
That was gonna
way.
be real consistent. Y'all get tired of us then. Right.
This is easy. See,
Right.
that's why I'm driving in the car. No excuse.
None.
So yeah. Also, we got some other stuff planned out. Definitely 2020 whenever the year starts back up.
Right.
we're definitely going to we got some things that we want to
Yeah.
really execute, and so we can get a chance to meet some of you guys and, you know, do certain things with event wise and everything. But definitely we want everybody to
Yes.
stay safe, wash
Wrap
your
it up.
hands, cover your
Yes.
mouth, all of that. No quarantine babies, probably already happened at this point. Yeah, stay healthy. And I don't know, that's
But
about
wear
it.
your mask when you go out. There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
Stay COVID free.
Do you wear your mask
No.
when you say? Okay. Safety first.
I mean, I wear like, never, that's another show. All right.
In my mind, I got katana going on.
Right.
So, okay.